Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 6. Exactly 3 months after the Israelites had left Egypt, they reached the desert of Sinai. When they left Rephidim, they came to the desert of Sinai and camped in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up on the mountain to God. The Lord called him from the mountain and said, "Say this to the family of Jacob and tell the people of Israel. Every one of you has seen what I did to the people of Egypt. You saw how I carried you out of Egypt as if on eagle's wings. I brought you here to me. So now, if you obey me and keep my agreement, you will be my own possession, chosen from all nations. Even though the whole earth is mine, you will be my kingdom of priests and a holy nation. You must tell the Israelites these words."
Thanks, Malachi. Well, again, very good morning to you, and let's look at this great little section of scripture in regards to Exodus chapter 19. You mightn't realize, but Exodus has two different sections, or two main sections. One that talks all about their time in Egypt and leaving Egypt, and one that talks about all that God's got planned for them. And then we are right in the middle. We are in chapter 19 and also 20, which is the hinge between the beginning and the end of Exodus. Now, the story of Exodus is one big rescue story, isn't it? And we love rescue stories. This week, in fact, we've been seeing on the news a whole bunch of rescue stories. Let's see, there is rescues happening all around the state of Texas in the U.S., people being rescued from that hurricane and that flood. And the story of Exodus is being rescued from a significant thing, which is really the judgment of God. In Exodus 19, we have just had read to us there that God is the one who has brought them up out of Egypt. Now, if there is a rescue happening from a bunch of plagues, these plagues, are they a plague of Egyptian cats, or was it a plague of frogs? Any guesses there? One of the plagues there, frogs or cats? Yep, Nick? It is definitely frogs, wasn't it? Was it a plague of butterflies, or a plague of locusts? Matilda? A plague of locusts, wasn't it? Okay, another guess here. A plague of raining meatballs, or a plague of raining hailstones? Yep. Leo, was it? It is hailstones, wasn't it? Okay, come on. Was it a plague of lady beetles? Or a plague of flies? Isaac, flies it was. Okay, another couple of the plagues. A plague of pugs, or a plague of bugs? Bitey bugs. Yep. It was bugs, wasn't it? There was a whole bunch of plagues going on, and these plagues here were plagues of God's judgment and his fair judgment upon the Egyptian nation. Now, in Exodus 19, we're told that God protects them, and he treats them in a way that is looking after them, and he carries them on a bird's wings. Now, he doesn't literally do that, but he describes them being kept safe and secure. And does he carry them on sparrow's wings, or is it on, I'm not sure what's happening here with my slideshow. Yeah, here we go. It is on eagle's wings, isn't it? He carries them on eagle's wings. There is the safety, the security of an eagle. Now, God isn't an eagle, but he looks after them. He's powerful, he's strong, and he rescues them, bringing them up out of the land of slavery, which is Egypt. Now, a question that needs to be asked is, what was going on in... Oh, there's our emu. Our slideshow got mixed up, but not an emu's wings. Now, God here has chosen the nation of Israel, and he chooses them on what grounds? What reason does he choose them, and does he rescue them, and does he save them? Now, we also know that Israel itself, we heard last week, the nation of Israel, well, they really weren't all that happy with God. We heard those adults that were in church, that they were doing a whole bunch of something that starts with the letter G. What is that? They were grumbling. They grumbled right when they were back in Egypt. They complained against God and against Moses and said, "What are you doing?" Their hearts were hard even as they headed into the desert, grumbling and complaining. And yet, they were chosen by God. Hearts that didn't want to live for God, and yet he still rescued them. The Israelites, they weren't people who were rich, were they? They weren't famous. They weren't powerful. They weren't a great nation of impressive people. They were slaves, and yet they were chosen by God. The Bible actually says there that they were saved by grace. I understand what's happening with the slideshow now because it's my draft and not the final version. Okay, so there you go. The grace of God is what the Israelites are saved by. Now I'm going to illustrate that with in a way here, describing that grace is the grounds in which this rescue happens. Grace is God's undeserved favor and love for those who actually would deserve his punishment or his judgment. So I wonder if there's anyone here, and I'll talk to the children and maybe children and youth. Is there anyone here, in searching your hearts and just thinking about the way you've been living, that maybe you haven't been all that respectful of your mum and dad? Think about it. Is there anyone here who maybe hasn't been all that kind, maybe to one of their friends or loving to those around them? Maybe your teacher is someone that you haven't shown respect for. Maybe recently you haven't done what your parents have asked you to do. If they've asked you to tidy up your room and you've been slow at doing that. I wonder if there's anyone here that's been like that. Anybody? A few little hands? All right, I wonder whether those... Thank you for being so honest. Some of you that have admitted that, I wonder if a couple of you wouldn't mind just coming up the front. Now, you're not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get... come on up the front. And you might be surprised. All right, three, four of you that... Yeah, you're admitting that maybe you haven't done... Come on up. You can come up here on the stage. Haven't done everything that maybe your friends have called you to. All right, two of my boys here, at least they're honest. Okay, great. All right, now, one more.
Six.
Six of us. Six. Awesome. Now, I've got something for you guys, in knowing that you've been so honest here and not always done everything that you've... God has called you, the way God's called you to live as with your parents and your friends. I'm going to give you a surprise. Oh. Here you go. You can take one of these lollies. Now, this is a bit surprising for someone who has not done the right thing. Yes, Paul? There you go. Are they gluten-free? We should check.
And dairy-free?
Well, maybe just hold on to it for now. Don't actually eat it. Here you go, guys. You like a yellow one? All right, there we go. You like a purple one? Okay, there we go. All right, here we go. All right, now, you guys don't really deserve this. I mean, you haven't not done the right thing, but you're getting something special. All right, all those who, I can't remember the cult, all those who had a red one, how many people had a red one? All right, Nick, okay. Those who didn't have a red one, you can go and take a seat. Back to your seats. Nick, stick with me. God says that you are his treasured possession, even when you haven't done the right thing. Now, God gives us grace. Now, I've got something else to give you. Now, I'm going to just give you something here. There you go. There's a Chubba Chup as well. There's more. But, Nick, I'm actually feeling really quite generous today. Nick, I'm going to pull out my wallet. In my wallet, what have I got here? I've got a $5 note, a $10 note. Actually, Nick, I've got a $20 note. I'd like to give this to you today. This is real money. This is my money. I've talked to my wife about this. You can have that $20 note. Now, even though you have in the pocket it goes, even though you have not lived, you've owned up to not doing things the right way, I'm showing you grace. Well done, Nick. You can go and have a seat. That money's all yours. It's to keep. God is so good to us, isn't he? He was so good to the Israelites. He treated them with love and rescued them out of Egypt. And he also treats us with such wonderful grace. Friends, the story of rescue is not about the Israelites obeying any rules so that they could be rescued. The Israelites themselves were rescued first. And now they come to Mount Sinai. God says, "You are my precious possession. You are my treasured possession. I love you." And then he now calls them how to live. We're going to hear a bit more about how they're called to live after we do a couple of other things.
Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17.
Then God spoke all these words.
"I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt where you were slaves.
You must not have any other gods except me.
You must not make for yourselves an idol that looks like anything in the sky above or on the earth below or in the water below the land. You must not worship or serve any idol because I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. If you hate me, I will punish your children and even your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But I show kindness to thousands who love me and obey my commands.
You must not use the name of the Lord your God thoughtlessly. The Lord will punish anyone who misuses his name.
Remember to keep the Sabbath holy. Work and get everything done during 6 days each week. But the seventh day is a day of rest to honor the Lord your God. On that day, no one may do any work. Not you, your son or daughter, your male or female slaves, your animals, or the foreigners living in your cities. The reason is that in 6 days the Lord made everything. The sky, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. On the seventh day he rested. So the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother so that you will live a long time in the land that the Lord your God is going to give you.
You must not murder anyone. You must not be guilty of adultery. You must not steal. You must not tell lies about your neighbor.
You must not want to take your neighbor's house. You must not want his wife or his male or female slaves or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Yeah, well done, Matilda and Eli. Okay, let's hear a little bit more of, well, we've heard a little bit more of the story here in Exodus. We saw that they've been rescued on the basis of grace, and God has been just so generous. I mean, $20 for Nick, that's a little bit of generosity, but that's nothing compared to God's generosity to the Israelites and God's incredible, gracious generosity to us that we find in Jesus. So he's been generous. He's rescued by grace. And notice here that, it is rescue first. And now God's way or God's rules come second, as Dave the dog is discovering. But the question we need to ask is, what is the reason? So they are rescued for a reason, the Israelites, but what is this reason? If you'd been picked out and chosen to play for Australia, to play football for Australia, then what would be your reason that you'd been picked? It's to play football. If you were picked to be the first child astronaut to fly into space, you were chosen, what would be the reason you were picked and chosen to do this? It would be to fly into space. You were chosen, you were picked for a reason. And God rescues us. He chooses the Israelites and rescues them for a specific reason. And we need to think, what is this reason? Now, the clues are in that passage. We hear that God calls us to live a particular way. But earlier in chapter 19, we heard that God had taken the Israelites to be their precious possession, to be the kingdom of priests, to be a holy nation. A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Some big words, some strange things there, but really God is saying, you are going to be my special people on earth. You're going to be the ones that have a special relationship with me, and as you have this special relationship that is different to all the other nations, where he says, I could have picked every other nation, I pick you, you are going to be special and different and live my way. He calls them to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, to live as God in God's special way, as his special people. And we see he spells that out in those 10 commandments, or those 10 words. We hear and we've heard about the 10 commandments, but you might not have paid much attention to verse 2, right at the beginning of those 10 commandments. Very important. It says there that God gave the 10 commandments, but he called them out of where? Did he call them out of Ethiopia? Did he call them out of Ecuador? No, he didn't. He called them out of Egypt. Verse 2 of chapter 20, it says, I am the Lord your God. That's who he is. He is Yahweh. And I'm the one who has brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Again, chapter 19, and now verse 2 of chapter 20, it sets the whole framework for these rules, these commands, these words. And Dave the dog has not got it right in that the rescue, the calling, the redemption has happened first, and now he calls them to live his way. We must get that order right, because all throughout life we will try and flip things the other way. And every other religion tries to flip things the other way. Do this, follow these rules, and then you will be rescued. Now, rules, rescue first, rules second. I want to ask whether you've been paying attention to these rules or these ways in which God has called you to live. I don't know if there is a... is there a dad who's having a birthday today? Is there any dads who a birthday is on the 3rd of September? Any dad with a September birthday? Now, you're not going to own up here. All right, we've got Steve. Steve, are you able to come up the front here with me? All right, Steve, come on up. We're going to help Steve. I'm going to give you some clues, see how much he knows about these 10 commands or words. All right? He's now walking away. We're going to give you some clues, though. We're going to give you some clues. Number one. He's got to help. Excellent. Samuel's coming as well. Come on up the front here. He's asking if he's going to get $20. No, grace has already been extended to Nick. Okay, number one, only have, and I'm going to give you a clue, one slide. Only have, this is the clue, only have something God. What is this?
One God?
Awesome. Xbox One. There's an Xbox One. I only have one God. Okay, number two. Love and worship God. Here's the clue. What's happened to that poor little puppy? You can look at this screen over here as well, Sam. What is it?
Alone.
Alone. Yeah, number two. All right, here we go. He's on. Always use God something with respect. Here's the clue. Always use God something with respect. Here it is.
I can't get it.
Steve doesn't have his on.
When I'm done, I'll get it.
What is it? What do you reckon? What's this thing here?
Name.
God's name. All right, that's number two. Something God's special, God's day special. Something.
I got this one.
God's day special. Here it is.
Yep.
Keep. There it is. Keep God's day special. Number five, respect and obey. I don't know, Sam, do you know this one? Respect and obey your... Here's a clue.
Parent.
Yes, your mum or your dad. There we go. Well done, Sam. Don't commit. Here it is. What do you reckon that might be?
Piracy.
Piracy. Yes. Don't commit. It's
murder.
Murder. Keep your marriage. Keep your marriage rainbow.
This is not political, is it? Just like a political...
I might have deliberately done this. I might not have.
Oh, dear.
Keep your marriage...
pure?
No.
Colourful.
Colourful. All right, Henry, can you help out? Promises. Keep your marriage promises. There we go. Don't. What's that? Don't.
Steal.
Don't steal. There we go. All right. One more. Two more. Don't. What's he doing? What's that horse doing, Sam?
Sleep.
Don't sleep. Yeah, no, I don't think God would say don't sleep, but close. Don't die. It's a little bit cryptic. Can anyone help these guys? Don't lie.
Don't
there
lie.
We go.
Lie.
All right. And this one. Don't be something of other people's things. Don't be. Don't be something of other people's things.
Jealous.
Don't be jealous of other people's things. Well done, guys. Those are... Let's give them a big round of applause. Oh, well done. I'll take them. You can go take a seat. Scores the $10 note. Wow. Did you deserve that? Yeah, I probably did. Well done. Okay. So here is God's way to live. Now, God's calling us and the Israelites to live this particular way. There's a whole bunch of things that make them special, that make them holy, different to all other nations. But why does God want us to live his way? Now, have a think about it. Why did God want the Israelites to do this? There is a call to be, they're rescued for this reason, to be distinct from the nations, to be his special people. Well, the Bible goes on to say that this is actually so that the world may know what God is like. The world may know that he indeed is holy. He indeed is the one who is full of love and compassion. These virtues of not murdering, not lying, not being deceptive, they are God's virtues. And his people are to reflect them. I would hope that as I speak to my kids and I ask them to be kind and not to pick on one another, to extend love and grace to each other, that's a reflection of myself and my wife as we do the same. And God does the same thing, and he wants the world to know what he is like. In 1 Peter chapter 2, God says that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Are those words that echo in your head from Exodus? And why? That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not known mercy, but now you have known mercy. This was the story of the Israelites. And this is what we, as New Testament Christians, can experience now through Jesus himself. That we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the world may know. But the final thing I probably want to ask, well, I'll ask you here is, what if we can't do all those 10 things? As like Dave the dog struggled to do the, to not do the don'ts and do the don'ts, do the do's. He couldn't do those things. Where do we go? What happens there? Well, the Ten Commandments points out, in fact, we can't do all those things. But there is one who does it all. That is Jesus. He himself, he fulfills the law. He fulfills all those promises. And he's not only the blood, he's not only the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but he's also the great and perfect Messiah who fulfills all the requirements so that we can be put back into right relationship with God himself. Guys, there is wonderful hope in the one, the Lord Jesus, who fully obeys those ten rules. We've been rescued for a reason. We've been rescued to stand out, to be different. And we're called to declare his praises so that the world may know that he indeed is the Lord of all. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have indeed not only rescued and you rescued Israel in the past, but you rescue us through the blood of the Lamb. Thank you that it is rescue first and rule second. That you rescue us for a reason, to be your special people, to live your way. Not so that we might be saved, but so that we might reflect you. And Lord, we pray that through Stromlo Church, the world may know, that they may hear your praises being declared through our lives, so they may know how great you are, that you are so gracious and loving, saving us even though we don't deserve it. Thank you for Jesus, that he is the mighty Saviour who fulfills all the requirements of the law. Thank you that he is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.